This is Colorado Public Radio News, NKRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Colorado now has to follow stricter rules to protect inmates from COVID-19. The change comes after the Department of Corrections reached an agreement with the ACLU. Inmates who are at risk for contracting the virus must be given a safe place to stay, along with two face masks and bars of soap every week. The state must also be more transparent about testing and positive cases. More than 700 Colorado prisoners have COVID-19. The Denver Broncos will continue to allow fans into their stadium despite skyrocketing coronavirus cases in Colorado. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
Denver Public Health Director Bob McDonald says the decision to let 5,700 fans in is in the state's hands. Some frontline doctors say the decision is irresponsible, especially as COVID cases continue to steadily rise. But Mayor Michael Hancock said he's comfortable with the protocols the Broncos have in place, and the city will revisit the exemption if necessary. 10 Broncos staffers have caught COVID-19 since October 27th, according to the state's outbreak report. David Sachs, Denverite.
The city of Broomfield has extended its oil and gas moratorium for another 6 months. The Broomfield Enterprise reports it's the community's fourth postponement of new energy production. The oil and gas industry says it's frustrated by the decision. And Colorado will be getting a new area code soon. The 303 and 720 area codes will run out of phone numbers in 2023. A new one will be picked next year. This is CPR.